G'day guys, and welcome to episode 85 of the Hopper Goblin podcast.
It's actually one of my favorite numbers.
85?
Yeah, like one of like 100.
Of the first 100 numbers, 85 is one of your favorite?
Yeah.
Do you have any other favorites?
15?
15 other favorites 30? Or the number
15? Ooh, reasons? 30 is a good one.
You're going for like...
No, just an intuitive feeling. I just like them.
Okay.
I do like 15 increments of 15, like time increments, you know, like quarters within a time.
I can objectively say your favorite numbers are garbage.
Objectively.
I'd like to see a proofing of this.
100% objective.
This just sounds like a subjective opinion right now.
No, this is just fact. Yeah. My numbers are way better than numbers than yours.
They might be. Okay. They might
favorite,
be. But
favorite numbers, John.
27 would destroy 15.
Why?
Any day.
How?
Just look at him.
Yeah, but look at it. It's horrible.
I mean, it's three multiples of 9, obviously.
That's pretty strong, actually. That is pretty strong. It's got power in it, baby.
It's the god number. Get out of here.
No, the god number is 6.
Why have you guys indulged me this much?
Well, look, I thought...
Because you presented the argument, we were giving you the foreground to argue said piece.
I didn't. He gave a really good point. Like, 3 9s is powerful. Like, you know, the 9 is a powerful number.
But that's bloody
Brad's an intellectual. I thought he would actually give the platform more than I would.
I thought he'd fight against it because he doesn't like stupid arguments.
I think that's why he's been silent this whole time.
But, I'm just
but
sitting
12
here.
And 9 are cool numbers, like historically as well. Like I know, like the Egyptian pantheon, I'm pretty sure was either. Oh, wait,
it was 9.
It was 9, and like there's this idea about like 12s are really cool.
NEA.
Yeah, the NEA.
And you know why? The only reason I know that, I watched the first fucking episode of Moon Knight today.
It's only good.
No,
the first 15 minutes is really good. My girlfriend had to go to work after that, but. The NEA has 9 gods of the Egyptian pantheon, and that's the only reason I know that. Because I thought before it was 5, but 9 is the number.
They break down into like 4 different groupings as well. It's like you can have a primary god and then 4 other ones. You can have different groups of 3. But I think the 12 was like a stronger one because it breaks down into more derivatives than other ones. So like 9, you can get like 3, 3, 3. You can get 2 4s and a 1, but with... A 12, like with a, it's kind of like a hexadecimal system, but it's like dodecadecimal. What's a 12? But anyway.
I like 7 because you can't fuck with 7.
Yep. You can't. It's fucking powerful.
You can't multiply to it.
7 is and always has been my favorite number. I was born on the 7th of the 7th, so I cannot fucking argue that math.
Yeah, but here's the thing. 7's really scary because 7, 8, 9. That's why
it's the best number.
Liam's onto something.
That is why it's the best number.
But we should return to a base 12 system. Fuck base 10.
Agreed. Base 12 would be so much better.
Let someone make a base 7 system just for shits and giggles.
No.
You're an anarchist.
No.
Let the games begin. I wanted to give a huge shout out on episode 85. And this is completely random, not included in our normal, obviously, intros to any kind of episodes. Just to all of our listeners. This is not a shout out to people who subscribe to anything because I actually don't. At the end of the day, we love you subscribing to our like social media and stuff, but we want to give a huge shout out to our listeners. There is more of you than there is to our subscribers, and you guys are the people who keep us on air. You are the guys that we make this for.
Not me, I make it for myself, motherfucker.
Marshall goes to sleep each night listening to this on repeat. But the rest of us make this for you guys, to entertain you guys, to give you something every week that you can enjoy and look forward to. And a huge shout out to all of you guys who listen to this on a weekly basis. And I just want to shout out that on a random, non-10-digit episode, on a very non-emotive episode, so that you guys know we do care about you, and we do thank you, and we do love you.
Yeah, I'm just here for the money, though.
Now, basically, what Liam's saying he really appreciates you.
I appreciate all of you. Yeah. What I appreciate even more is beer. And you know who bought a beer today? Marshall.
I brought a beer. I brought the beer. I'm feeling good again. I do this every now and then. It makes me feel special and a part of the group. But today...
We include him because it's fun.
Yeah, I know. Somebody has to. So I brought something. It's a small batch sour from Batch Brewing in Marrickville. And this is something they made for a beer fest recently. Sour Fest.
Sydenham.
Is it from Sydenham? Oh, well, it's next door.
Yeah, next
sorry, door. Nobody's going to know the difference. Like, I do. Yeah, you do. But like, you know. Anyway, there's lots of breweries there. It's a cool place. This one is a mojito sour ale, which is just a fantastic concept. We'll see how good it is.
Cheers.
Salud.
Ooh. Thoughts?
It's pretty sound.
It does taste like a mojito.
It does. It really does.
They've
very
captured
coconut-y.
The essence of a mojito. I'll give them that.
Coconutty, minty, limey.
There's this other flavor in it that I can't... Reminds me of something. Just can't quite...
It's kind of honey-ish
as beer?
Well.
Does it taste like beer?
It actually really doesn't.
It tastes so far
I know,
from beer.
Brad's asking because obviously he doesn't drink it.
Tastes, it tastes like brine.
No, it tastes like coconut skin.
Yeah, that's like something.
It's the coconut skin flavor, not coconut.
But it also tastes like kind of just like a soft drink, like a lemon-lime soft drink with a slight bit of fermentation at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tastes like a feeling that you would
the
get.
The feeling is the feeling of being buried alive. Like Tarok is...
Wait a minute.
What? For which I haven't rolled damage yet. Great segue. So he obviously failed his reflex save last time. So let's roll 8d6 worth of damage for the cave-in.
Oh, boy.
You're watching these dice right now, Marshall. Yeah.
No, I could not. I was just zoning out thinking about my impending doom.
Yep, that's right. I want you to watch these because I don't want to math this, so you may as well.
We got a 7.
Yep, 7.
Oh, 12.
Well, if you want some more dice.
10. And a 9.
They're rolling 2d6s at the same time.
That's a lot of damage.
I rolled broken real D6s. High. I didn't get anything lower than a 4 that
right,
entire
let me just
roll.
Do some quick math. So we got 19, 29, 38.
See, I actually have 36 D6s here that I just bought, and I got 8 out for you, and then you rolled them anyway.
Yeah, because it was more fun with my dice that kill people. But yes, 38 points of damage as Marcelo and Milantica just watch. So Milantica watches.
The roof is coming down.
The roof behind him collapses, dives out of the way. Marcelo jumps back, pulling Callista with him as the cave collapses in front of him. And you watch as it buries Tarok. And he just spurts of blood. Come through the rocks.
Do we take half damage or is it negates?
No, you saved, so you, neither of you take any damage. Beautiful. The managers move out of the way of the slide. But Tarok! We're not in rounds, but he can't dig himself out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Instantly, because it's a pretty narrow area. I will... Yeah. Push Marcelo out of the way. I go, that's right, I got this. And I'll start digging. I imagine she's, I'll be
scooping
my hands into it, splashing it behind me, trying to like carry, pulling the big pieces.
This cave-in is brought to you by Mojito Sour. That's while Callista keeps digging it out, you don't need to roll any dice of any kind. You manage to dig out with your strength a whopping 1,500 pounds worth of dirt. on the other side of the dig-in, because Marcelo can't get into this narrow corridor, so it's just you.
Milantica I'm
manages to do about 450 compared to your 1,500 pounds of dirt from the other side.
Yeah, I'm not
Which
very
means,
strong.
Inside, Tyrok starts suffocating from the weight of the dirt and debris.
Oh, no.
Internal monologue. Is this it? Is this how I die? In the darkness surrounded by rock and idiots.
Not with a bang, but with a whisper. 6 points of non-lethal damage.
Ooh,
as he starts suffocating underneath the debris.
Do I get saves for suffocation?
No, not for this one. This crushes your chest and pushes all the
fortitude
air out of you.
Fortitude saves to make resist damage from suffocation.
No, this is a very special kind of suffocation that pushes all the air out of your lungs.
Not the kind of suffocation Tarok's used to, eh?
not the fun type.
Yeah, he's more used to the hanging from the ceiling kind of suffocation. But on the second round...
Yeah,
on the second minute, as you keep like trying to... this pink hand punches through the rock and stone next to you and just unburies your face and just pulls you Like, your leg is still trapped, but she starts pulling you from the thick collapse.
Tell, I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. One, two. Probably not the best way to get someone out of rubble, by the way, guys.
Oh, my leg!
Still trapped!
Start trying to do... Hey, Marcel, help!
It's okay, I can breathe. I can breathe.
He'll be all right, he'll be all right. Is he still trapped? Is he still, like, half encased? Yeah.
Slightly, yeah. Okay. Yeah. His legs are still trapped.
His legs are still trapped, right. I'm going to go up and... Here, let's get you out of there, and I'm going to touch him and teleport him next to us.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I can do that. If he lets me, I mean, it's a will negates. He can either save against it or he can let Marcelo feel like cast magical a spell impression. On him.
Like, I feel like Marcelo's magical. I know it's coming from Marcelo, I don't know.
I've got you out of here, and then I reach out to touch you and grab
I'll
you.
I'll trust him then, yeah.
And I just...
Is it actual teleport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then don't you have to roll a D100 to see if you get
the
target?
No, it's different.
It's just as John.
It's
just as John.
Okay.
Sexy as.
Mm. Oh, where's it? Oh! And I make sure you're lying down. Okay. Well, you do your thing. And I'm going to turn back towards the cabin. Tika! Milan Tika, can you hear us?
Yes. And you can hear from the other side of the wall. Actually, not even from the other side of the wall. Just echoed around the passageway, knowing where it goes. And you just hear from behind you. Milan Tika! Milan Tika!
Oh. One moment. I walk around.
Yeah, I'm running behind them.
Yeah, and I'm still yelling through. Can you hear me? What the? Where are you?
It's much easier just to walk around.
Hi.
Is he okay? I tried digging from the other side, but it's very hard to dig when you just burn the rock. It just melts.
That's the problem. That was what your biggest problem was about the fact that you're not very strong. Like every time you touch a stone, it kind of just.
Yeah, it's very hard to do weights when you burn things all the time.
So he just has a really buff left arm?
Yeah, his left arm is... Well, it actually has muscles in it. The right one's a spade of fire. It doesn't have a lot of lifting strength.
It's hard to make the stranger with only one arm. But anyway.
You guys are going to lay off that.
I know. You really like... Liam really likes the stranger jokes. Something you want to tell us, Liam?
Don't kink shame him, all right?
Yeah, exactly. You leave me alone.
Petters.
So why the hell...
Shame you instead.
Did we try to squeeze through there if we could just walk around?
Well, I don't think we tried it yet.
Tarok, you're an idiot.
Possibly. Sometimes, yes.
Oh dear, you. That was no fun. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I should have known better than to walk through this dangerous cave without checking. Stupid.
Well, at least now we know. But it's a bit dangerous because now they know there's trespassers.
Mm. Assuming there's anyone here. But you have good eyes there, Mr. Marcelo.
Of course there's someone here. Who else would have set up that trap?
I mean, at some point. They might not be here immediately.
But we just found these clothes of the kids that we had... A while ago.
Based on Marcelo's...
Yep. Was it a trap?
No.
Oh. Ah.
Yeah. It was just a weak point in the ground that no one else managed to step on yet. It wasn't necessarily set up as a trap.
Ah.
It was just a weak spot.
A natural trap.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, if anyone set this up intentionally, they had to be bloody clever. There's no signs of anything. Not more cave-in.
Well, I guess we better walk a bit more carefully then.
It's a good thing that you saw that. Maybe you should come up at the front with me and we can have a look better.
You know what? It's finally someone that recognizes my talents. I think that's a great idea, Tika.
Are you feeling okay?
No. I felt better and I felt worse. Just give me a moment. And also, thank you, Callista. Hmm. Your hand and face was a very welcome sight.
Oh, right. Thank you. Well, I'm glad it wasn't one of these two. And I point at the smaller humans that got trapped, I think. Only one of us could have been able to come out alive.
I think you might be right. Be careful up there, Marcelo. And then I'm going to just touch myself and cure Mod.
So the important thing with this is that you heal an equal amount of non-lethal as you do lethal.
Roll to not explode, please, good sir.
I will. 18. Don't explode.
What's that?
Huge. 15.
Ooh.
Plus your stupidly
plus
bonus
8.
Thing.
So 15 plus 8 is 23. Nice. Another half of that is another 11. So 34.
So don't forget that all your non-lethal is gone, basically.
Yep. So 34. So that's a nice heal for a second level.
Very good heal.
That's great. Also, by the way, no way in hell would Callista let Marcelo walk in front.
Just behind me is what
look,
I was saying.
I'm strong. I'm tough. I can turn invisible.
And he says why he wields his little daggers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should.
like a 3-year-old.
Hey. He's not even holding the dagger.
I hear a godly voice roasting me as I'm.
Oh man, you have good enthusiasm, but stay behind me, and that way maybe keep your eyes out. I'm not so good at seeing the. I don't
what
like
you're
being
saying
inside.
Is stay 10 feet away from traps.
we should go carefully and just examine the rockwork. Maybe some more of this is happening.
Yes.
Fair enough.
So you walk back around the cave in and head deeper into. Now that the cave is kind of caved in, as it were, leaves one natural passage further forward into the mountain itself. With the light that I'm assuming that one of you has, because
always
people, if I say there's a glowing hand of somebody and also the man who can't see in the dark.
Yeah.
As you step around the corner, you see that there is a pair of rusted manacles. But next to that, and they're quite small, but next to that you see several hands, bloody handprints.
Ooh.
Very recent, child-sized hands. Aww.
Bloody child size.
Bloody
handprints.
Child sized handprints.
Those fucking monkeys.
Look at them. And I run my fingers across those handprints.
Then, like, smear it across your face like blood.
No, I just wipe it on my pants.
Quite examine. Like, where
I'm
are these?
Smearing it across my prints.
So they're just before the northern turn in the corridor. So just after where the cave-in happened, basically. Standing right next to them, but obviously the cave-in kind of took his attention away.
But like they're just like on the wall. They're not like ritualistic. They don't look like they're all
They're on the southern wall, away from where the cave-in section was. Almost like people who may traffic this area may have known about the weakened roof.
No, nice to let us know. Don't you know you need to have an OHS sign there? Warning. Mm-hmm. Maybe falling rocks.
Yeah, realistically, it's been about 8 hours since...
Workers' unions didn't quite get to the demon side
of things. They hadn't made their rounds enough yet. But it's been about 8 hours since the kids have been stolen. Mm. But they do look, because they're two different sized, and they both look roughly child-sized.
Maybe they have come this way. Let's keep going.
Yeah, of course. Keep going. What's up ahead?
All right. The natural cavern gives way to natural stone, to work stone, and a short hallway ending in a pair of tarnished bronze doors. The doors are engraved with scenes of all manner of demonic reptiles and simians tormenting human slaves. And the handles are made of barbed tongues of fiends. A pair of stone statues flank the doors in niches carved into the wall. These statues each depict leering monkey demons, their tongues dripping, an oily red liquid that evaporates before it even hits the floor.
And last time I made my check, I found that it was a Demogorgon temple, right?
Mm-hmm. But these demons themselves don't have two heads.
Yeah, just the temple. I don't know the actual demons, just the religious part of it.
Mm-hmm. Not the symbolism of the serpents and the simians, that's what I was looking for, the hominids. But iconography of the serpents and the simians, is that noticeable? Is that, you know, determinable other than the Demogorgon temple that...
You know that they're all kind of linked. Mm-hmm. Like Demogorgon, serpents, monkeys, or baboons generally, but simians in general.
Yeah. Simeons, what about the serpents? Where do they come in?
His flailing tentacles generally are depicted as serpents.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned the Demogorgon temple because I didn't want to stress Callista out by being like, yo, it's a demon temple sacrifice.
No, actually, I don't think you did.
Yeah,
so
I specifically
the other,
didn't.
The other players don't necessarily
know. What does
this
mean? Look at this. Yeah. Look at this symbolism. This looks ominous, if nothing else.
Yes, we must quickly try and find the children before something bad happens.
I can give you a planes check, though.
He tried and failed.
But he gets another one for this
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
So you get another planes check. If anyone who wants another planes check can take it right now to try and break it down.
Now there's more symbolism.
More symbolism.
What about a nobility 12. Check?
No.
Planar nobility?
No. Maybe. I want to highlight to all of you, just before you think of what you want to do, the handles of the doors are made of barbed tongues of fiends.
Oh,
so like actually like sharp.
Yeah.
What if I touch it with a mage hand? Do they move? I'm not trying to like physically open it, but I throw my mage hand at it. It can move 20 pounds of force. Do they look like they turn at all?
No. Because they're not like turn handles. They're more like
pull
or push handles.
Well, what barbaric craftsmanship.
Well,
but they're barbed, that's for sure.
But they are like 10 feet wide doors, so you could, like, there's two sides of the door.
Well, we've got to find out what this place is, and we have to move forward.
Yes, we must find the children.
Yeah, so I go up, and I would... Ooh, do I push a pull?
Pull.
These are pull doors, the right? Yeah, yeah, it feels like pull doors. Yeah, I grab them, and I...
You grab both handles?
Yes, I'll grab both handles and I'll smash it open really cool.
Alright. So you...
As if I open one of a double door.
You grab both handles.
Ooh, that's...
Ooh, that's
out.
Max damage. Yes, I rolled 2 fours. 8 points of damage on your hands as you rip these doors towards you.
Like, I know that doesn't feel like much to us now, but if you think about it, that would kill a first level character like a wizard just dead.
You look beyond you.
That's how silly the hit point abstraction. You break them down.
And there is a chamber stained with blood.
Ugh.
Two stone thrones sit on either side, set in alcoves. On the far side of the chamber is a blood-caked altar of greasy green stone, topped by a pair of black tallow candles. Iron-framed mirrors stand on either side of the altar, their reflection warped and indistinct.
All right, and this.
So, in the two furthest corners, there's mirrors and there's weird thrones on the left and right, or the south and north, and a throne with candles to the west.
And are the candles burning?
No.
What a horrible place. Ugh, this makes me feel hot. Uncomfortable. Unpleasant.
Alright, well, where are the boys? I'm going to step further in to the middle.
Doesn't give any good vibes, does it? I'm going to go in and do a detect magic scan.
Run me a wool save.
Holy shit!
Twenty-six.
Ooh. You're not blinded by this room.
Holy cow.
But everything is just... What's the highest level of magic again, Brad?
Overwhelming is...
Overwhelming magic.
Above 20th, usually.
I'd like recoil and be like, this place everything. This place is radiating some extremely powerful magical energy. I've never seen anything like this before.
Really?
It's probably the power of the gods.
I'll do the same. I'll turn on my magic. I don't mind to take magic if he says that.
We'll save.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 32.
Yeah. You're not blinded, but again, everything...
Oh, boy! By golly, Sarenrae, you're right, Marcella.
Can I just focus on something? These candles are obviously fascinating. Can I focus on the candle for a few rounds to see if I can get a sense of the school of magic? Just the candles.
Yeah. I will give you... I'm going to roll of your 26. You're not high enough.
That was for will save, not for spellcraft.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Roll me a spellcraft.
Nah, I want to keep the 26. Nah, I want to keep this. 28.
You know, high enough level to still know not what good anything enough. In this room does.
But is it like...
Sorry. No, beyond our understanding.
Is it like the room itself that's emanating this magic or various objects within it?
The candles, the throne, and the mirrors.
Yeah, okay, so it's not like it's actual parts of the room, not just the room itself, yeah.
No. Because the altar the candles sit upon isn't magical. But the candles, the throne, and the weird distorted mirrors that aren't showing your reflections.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
Is there any other way to go in the room?
So there's a mirror to the left and right. There's a candle on the left and right of the throne. And there's a throne on the left and right behind you. But there is no way outside of this. You can all roll me a perception check.
You see those mirrors, Marcello?
I think you're thinking what I'm thinking, yes.
7.
This doesn't sound great.
I'm looking at the
31!
Ooh.
Something dumb. 37.
30. I got really
the
high.
Eyes of the owl. Yeah. I'm not even going to ask you, Calista.
I got 7.
Yay!
as far as all of you can tell, there is no secret doors in this place either.
Can I walk up to
But him? With your... Sorry. He did say he detected magic, so did you. So for what you can see, the strongest link is to the mirrors, and they are radiating conjuration magic, which seems to be tied to the thrones and the candles.
I expect to be like, basically,
say this as well.
I'd point them out and point out the mirrors and be like, the mirrors have a similar sort of magic to my, well, Tarok, that little sort of teleport I did on you earlier. They're the same, school, this strong conjuration magic. But let's give it a go and I'll wander up now.
Wait, I hate to say this, but Marcello, we might be out of our depth here.
We might, but look, they've taken our children, and I haven't come this far to let all this happen to us just to give up now.
And not to mention, we don't know our way out anyways. What if these places here send us back to where we normally were?
Well, we have to try and find the kids. And there's nowhere else we can check here. So
I poke a mirror.
Just the mirror.
And I grab Marcel's other hand.
Nothing else.
What? It's just a mirror, see?
And your finger does bounce off just the mirrored surface. It's disordered. Like, it's not like you can see a perfect image of yourself. It's like very weirdly disordered, but no.
I just kind of rub my finger on it like... Doesn't do anything?
Nope.
Huh.
Okay.
I was sure that was going to do something.
Well, maybe you got it. Here, let me. And I put my whole palm on it. And press.
Nothing happens.
Look, there are candles, and there are two candles, and there are two chairs. Why don't you sit in the chair and we light the candle?
That sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. That sounds like what you do to a sacrifice.
That's what the bloodstained altar
is
for.
No, he might be onto something here. This could be some sort of ritualistic...
But
chamber.
This candle is something that out of...
There's two candles.
Both candles.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you see. Fire
out of
reveals
magical
all.
They're made of some sort of black thing. For all we know, it could fill the room with poisonous gas.
Then hold your breath.
It could.
Your perception check before was above 30, so I'll give you... There's
you
no
was.
Wax dripping down the side of either candle. But they both look like they've been burned.
And again, I just explain that. Like, look at them. Like... They've been burnt, but where's the melted wax?
Well, maybe it's not melting wax because it sends you somewhere. You said there's a teleporting thing, right?
Yeah, maybe it traps you in the candle.
All we know is there's conjuration magic here. There's plenty kinds of conjuration magic.
Yeah. The mirror was linked to the thrones and the candles. The mirror didn't do anything.
Well, maybe you have to light the candle in the throne. Tell you, fire is a good fix for this.
Let's touch both mirrors at the same time in the same way.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll pretend we're mirrors.
What is there?
So when you touch it with your right hand, I touch it with my left hand.
The fire will work, won't it?
Me and Calista do cute couple shit.
We'll see if it works.
Maybe. So you're both touching the mirrors?
Yeah.
Yeah, with different hands. He touches his right, I touch my left, and it's different mirrors. Become one
to
big...
To a Malista.
So both of you reach your hands forward to these cold, twisted mirrors. Nothing happens.
Oh, thank God. Okay, all right.
Fire will reveal the way.
Calista, the chairs now, the chairs.
That's what I quickly tell you. Sit down.
I go sit in the south one, and I gesture Calista to sit in the north one.
All right, well, if you go somewhere, at least I'll be there to help you.
Hang on a second. Can I rack my brains?
And you two can go light a flame each.
I don't know of any ritualistic practices like this before. I've come across
your knowledge religion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I do one for...
Yes, you can do knowledge religion as well, but no, it's not your...
Then
27.
You know enough to know that Demogorgon is very dualistic.
Mm-hmm. So there's a duality involved in this. Mm-hmm.
There's a tie between his personas, a tie between his left mentality and his right mentality. Not enough to give you too much of an insight, but the two are twined.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you have sat down, right? On the thrones.
Yeah.
Yes.
No one's lit a candle yet.
Wait a minute, Tigger. Don't be too hasty.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
I tell you, we light the fire. And then
we need to think about this, though. This could be... If we do this wrong, it could end up in catastrophe.
You do know that from your knowledge religion check as well.
Mm. What, that catastrophe?
He's also, like, very keen on, like, riddles. mm-hmm. And puzzles because he likes tricking his other self.
Mm-hmm.
So
hold on a sec though. Quick dial back. I don't think Mil and Teeka ever shared with me this is the Demogorgon's palace. I don't think I worked that out for myself.
No, he never did.
Didn't
yeah.
Sorry. All right, let's roll that back. You have no idea what's going on.
So yeah, fair enough. So
something with duality, but like, God, I don't know what it's connected to.
Well, so you two guys,
you sit on the throne, nothing happens.
But if we have a reflection, then we just do the same thing on both sides. And if you just light the candle,
perhaps
maybe that's why the mirrors don't work.
Perhaps we did it simultaneously.
Oh. Okay, you ready to light?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a way to light?
All right, so you guys are sitting on the throne still. Mm. Sorry, pointing.
Me and Callista, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we want to be in it together, we're hoping.
Yeah, if we both get teleported.
If we're both
then
sitting, yeah, we'll hopefully be connected right in some way.
So Callista and Marcelo are sitting on the throne. Mil and Teeka and Tarok are walking towards the candles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That are seated on the center
throne. They're on the
altar. Wall,
the altar to, yeah, altar throne to the west.
And we're on the north.
Walking forth to light the two candles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hate right, it so when he clarifies things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Callista is.
Yeah. Just do it already.
I'm going to light a tinderbox and a torch here. And I've got that stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You don't have a spark?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'll just poke it with my finger.
No. So.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Pop.
The two candles in front of you start to burn, and as Marcella noticed, the wax doesn't even seem to drip. Underneath Marcello and Callista, this very, like, literally 10 seconds later, pools of blood start to drip out from under where they're sitting and start to drip down the throne.
Oh no. I knew this was a bad idea.
Can I get a will save from Callista and Marcella?
A will save? Oh, no.
Callista.
6.
Hang in
oh,
there.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. 14.
Like, in total, 6?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's this AM. There's a few effects where...
So that was what I was afraid of. So as they sit on the thrones, you watch as both of them start to hunch over, and you hear the audible snapping of bones as they both start to and their limbs start to lengthen and their teeth start to jut through their brows.
Oh, no.
And both of them lunge forward and start to look at you. Mil and Teeka and Tarok as pieces of meat.
Delicious.
Let's roll initiative, everybody.
Wait, what did you roll?
I rolled a 14.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I usually have a good word to say.
PvP, party, PvP. Well, we both become DMPCs now.
Do we still have to roll?
Yeah.
I rolled? Okay.
4.
14.
25.
Jesus Christ. Do we have a trick?
Oh, sorry, 27. Yeah, everyone has a trick.
Right now, he's the enemy.
Oh, do I get the trick?
Yeah, does she get the trick?
26. Oh, no, 26, 16.
Yeah, 26.
I got too excited, sorry.
7 plus 6 is 13?
13.
16.
Okay. Rolls, Callista?
Rolls? Oh, it's 16.
25, 27 with a trick.
13.
4.
Oh, right. Boy, we're going last.
So you two look behind you and you see these savage abominations reach up from the throne. Just before there's a loud explosion behind you, I need a reflex save from Tarok and Mil and Teeka.
Oh, my favorite save.
Oh, that was a very high roll.
Oh, did well with this one.
You rolled the same.
21.
29.
Okay, you both save. Which is good because the two candles behind you explode into like a fireball.
Oh, fire. Okay.
Probably won't affect you. 5 and 6, and then a 2 and a 1, which is going to be a total of 14 points of fire damage.
I'll take 4 of that.
Oh,
well, 7.
Half,
I'll 7. Take none of that. Yeah, boy.
Hang on, let me check what my fire is. It does change a little bit. I don't think I take any, though.
So we picked the right people.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. I mean, you know, if I succeeded the save, I wouldn't have taken damage. So.
But top of the round, you watch Marcelo collapse off the throne and start heaving. Callista follows him in suit as the blood pools behind them and seems to disappear as both candles have gone out.
Oh no. Oh no, we've made a great mistake.
I don't think we were supposed to do that. Oh no.
I told you, damn it, why is everyone so hasty?
What, we don't have any other options.
We could have thought, but that doesn't matter.
What the hell was that?
Callista, Marcelo, are you okay?
Can I get a perception of Callista and Marcelo, please?
Five.
Okay, Callista sees nothing.
20.
Marcelo, you realize as you were sitting on the southern throne, you saw this beast-style image of yourself trying to break through the northern mirror.
What the hell? I don't know if this means anything, but when that was happening, I swear I saw some ghastly version of myself in that mirror.
Let's go. Didn't they think we were mate? Hmm? Do they still think we're mate?
Hang on. So wait, what happened to these two?
I've always thought you were mate, baby.
In your eyes, Tarok and Milantika, they became these beast-style images.
And in their minds...
Nothing happened apart from the fact that Marcelo saw a beast-style image of himself appear in the
mirror. Are we still in the room with them or not?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh, well, I'm not too sure what just happened, but we must have done something wrong.
Are we hearing any of this or not?
Yeah.
Is the blood pooling around the altar and the other thing?
Not anymore. No.
Beastly version of myself.
You saw it happening before the explosion. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
but
so
now it's gone.
We can see these two standing up looking all demon-like.
You can see the throw up on the floor from both of them, yeah.
You
throw
okay?
up?
They throw up when they step off the throne.
But they don't look like demon monsters anymore.
No. Oh, okay. I missed
that. It was like there was like themselves. A temporary transformation.
Mm. Yeah.
That we
mind.
Saw. And then
you saw, but.
Huh. You're back to normal.
Yeah, well, what do you mean back to normal? It's just. Oh, ugh. All right, well, let's try something else.
And Callista looked like normal from across the
yeah,
hall.
Yeah, looked normal to you.
Wait, what was that about a mirror? You saw yourself.
Well, you say we looked like demons, but Callista looked fine to me, but I saw some horrific version of myself in that mirror over there, and I point to like the opposite one from me.
Maybe you're supposed to be touching the mirror instead of me light the candles.
Well, are there instructions? Like, on the door, maybe?
I don't think they wrote them down, no.
What, you saw a bestial version of yourself in this mirror across the hall here.
Yes. Whatever you thought, just sounds like whatever that you thought I looked like, basically. Seems to fit the description. Long teeth, gangly arms. Horrible looking fellow.
Is there anything on the back of the door? So from the inside, when we look at the door, is there...
No.
Like no instructions to how to solve like, the puzzle you know, or anything.
Like the left candle first, touch the right mirror.
anything. What about perhaps we were too hasty lighting both at the same time, or perhaps this is more of a temporal ritual. What happens if you sit in the other seat, Marcelo?
Look, it didn't kill me. I'll give it a try.
Why don't we try the opposite candle to the different throne one at a time?
Mm-hmm. What?
Why?
I can just sit somewhere. I think this is just over my head. I have no idea what all of this is.
I mean, me too.
None of us do, Callista. It's some sort of puzzle here, some sort of ritual involved. You know? This stuff is all linked somehow.
All right, well, as long as none of us is getting injured so far.
But you saw what you looked pretty ghastly for a second there.
Why don't you try sitting on that throne, and then you try touching the mirror, and then I light the candle, and then see if something happens.
Are the two candles close enough for you to light them both up at the same time?
I could touch one and use a spark on the other.
I just wish I had more information. What is this place?
It's a temple.
I know, but to whom? Well, sometimes these religions and these cults, they have specific rituals and practices.
It's a temple to Demogorgon.
A what? Do I know what the Demogorgon is, Liam?
Now I'll give you a religion check.
25.
It's very obscure. Mm-hmm. It's a forgotten demon lord in your mind. Demon Lord of Apes and Swamps and Duality.
Duality. Where did you say Demogorgon?
Yes.
What's that? I think I've read something about that before.
Two-headed monkey god thing, yes.
Yes, two heads.
But what does we did two things at the same time.
Do I get any of that stuff before about like the whole notion of duality? Is it?
He's a demon lord of duality. You knew that.
That's why we try maybe opposites.
I think there's something in that. Yes.
All right, you ready, Callista?
What if we light candle and then sit down, wait for blood or something?
Yeah, what happens if we light the candle by itself?
Why don't you step outside and we can try light?
With no one in the chairs, all right.
Now stay here, I don't want you going anywhere. None of, we need to stay together here.
Yeah, we'll step to the side from the chairs.
Should we try one candle?
Which candle are you lighting, north or south?
North, I guess.
Can't go wrong with right. Right? So, and then I'll take a few steps back just in case it blows up.
North it is. All right. Perception from everybody. You light the northern candle.
Ooh, not 20.
Once again.
Oh, Callista finally sees something.
23.
28.
21.
38. Let me do these glasses.
The throne to the south, a pool of blood starts leaking onto the throne.
A pool of blood onto the south. So this candle, north candle.
Creates a south pool.
But what happens next?
Do we see anything? I look at the north mirror.
Nothing happens. You can't see anything from either of the mirrors.
Because I was sitting
in the
south chair.
The northern throne, nothing happens. The southern candle, nothing happens.
And no explosion on the candle?
No explosion at all.
Still lit?
Still lit.
And what about the blood on the ground?
Still a pool of blood.
The blood on the throne seems to drip down the front of the throne and seems to disappear into a recess at the bottom.
Okay, so now if we try the south one, we see what happens. Maybe it's an order thing.
Okay.
I'll take a few steps back. I'll usher Tarek back and I'll just light it from a distance with Spark.
Okay. Reflex save.
But we moved back.
I know.
No. Okay.
I heard you.
20?
Okay. It probably saved from the 7 points of damage I rolled on 46, apparently.
No, I'm fine.
But yeah, as you light the second game from a distance, just like a fireball just explodes out from the two and disappears. You realize, you watch as the blood on the throne kind of stops and peters out and disappears.
Okay. Both seems to trigger an explosion.
Maybe it's the order. Maybe we try one and the other.
Try
the opposite way around. Cool. We try the opposite round.
South candle?
South and north?
Yeah.
Oh, no, south first, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yep. Then step away, north, roll reflex save.
Which means the balls are being higher than last time.
Does anything happen when we just light the south candle?
The northern throne. You light the southern candle after that, and just a fireball.
Okay, what if we try one candle and then try the mirror?
Okay, what do you mean by try the mirror? Like you touch it?
Hey, maybe. I light the north candle, go touch mirror.
Which one?
I think somebody needs to be sitting in a throne.
So both of the mirrors look the same. When you light a candle. So you've lit the northern candle. There is blood in the southern throne, and both thrones look the same.
What if we go touch southern throne then?
I think somebody needs to be sitting in the throne. I think we've found that each candle relates to the opposite.
Wait a second. Well, northern candle lit. Leave it lit. I go sit in the northern throne where there's no blood.
So he lit the northern already. So you need
the
southern one has blood. Yeah. You're going to sit in the northern one that has no blood.
Yes.
Okay.
Does anything happen?
No.
Okay. All right.
Go try to touch the southern one.
All right.
I don't know.
Let me take my daggers off first.
Where did you see the image of yourself?
In this mirror from the southern chair. I could see it across the hall.
Maybe touch that mirror now.
Go touch the
perception check from where you're sitting.
In the northern chair. Perception check. Okay. 23.
The mirror looks the same as the other mirror to you right now. There's no weird things like you saw last time.
From sitting in the northern chair.
Both mirrors look identical to you from where you're sitting.
Gotcha. Well, I think someone needs to be sitting in the bloody chair, surely.
Well, I mean, the reason why the candle doesn't have wax melting is because it's causing this, right? The pool?
know if that's wax.
No, I think she onto something,
Callisto. Well, as in it's dripping, then surely it's something to do with the mirrors. I'm going to touch the self mirror. Fuck so. This. Mm-hmm. Touch the self mirror.
Okay.
And I believe it's that.
Nothing happens.
Okay. Okay. Wait, try sitting in the chair.
I've come this far and I put an exorbitant amount of daggers into Tarok's hands. Hold on to these. And I go sit in the bloody chair. I like brace myself.
Oh, that's
like
nasty.
And then I sit in the chair.
Squeeze.
I will back.
And I try to look at the mirror as it's happening or whatever's happening to me. I'm trying to look at that northern mirror.
You get a wet ass.
I get a wet ass.
Oh, that's gross.
Nothing else. I just sit there and I'm like, well, this is disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Do I look any different?
And the mirrors look the same.
Mm-hmm. No, you look wet now.
And the can and the light's still up. The candle's still on.
Candle's still on. Your ass is wet with blood. The mirrors look the same.
The worst.
Oh, this was bloody waste of time. Give me back my daggers.
Clearly we have to light the candle while someone's in the chair for anything to happen. Whether that thing happening is good or not, I think we can safely say.
Well, we haven't touched both mirrors.
At the same time, come on, Callista, bloody go touch
while
the mirror.
The
go touch the other mirror.
Intelligence section.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to be at this episode for a while. And nat 1 seems appropriate.
Let's try this.
8.
Twice. 16.
Oh, God. Oh, 20.
Marcella, you realize that maybe it's linked to the person who lights the candle.
What if it's got something to do with the person lighting the candle? Let me try.
Oh, hang on.
What does it have to do with the person lighting the candle?
Can I go put my left hand on the mirror and then light the candle?
That does nothing.
Okay. It's not about the mirror.
Stretch that much?
Yeah. It's just next to each other.
Yeah, they're right next to each other. He can do that. Mm. It doesn't work.
What if you sit in the altar throne while you light the two candles? No, we can't light both candles.
Or after lighting a candle.
Then you sit down.
Like, in your mind, after seeing the magical resonation.
So it didn't happen when he lit the candle and I sat down. But maybe, and I grab Tarok's flame, I light the northern candle, and then I sit down in the northern chair.
That's it. So you walk up, you blow out the northern candle.
Sorry, yeah.
And then the southern candle fills with blood. Sorry, the southern throne fills with blood.
When I blow it out.
When you blow it, so you blow out the northern candle.
Yeah.
You'd light the northern candle.
Gotcha,
again.
Yes.
The southern throne fills
with
blood.
Yeah. And then, sorry, I go...
And get another wet butt.
I go sit in the wet again. Let's see if it changes this time.
Across from you, you see a flicker in the northern mirror. And you see a beast-style image of yourself appear. You see long fangs, like hair grown and crazed, banging at the mirror. Everything is completely feral as it slams. You almost see the mirror itself shudder from the slams of this feral version of you slamming itself against this mirror, seemingly unable to break through.
Do we see anything or not?
The rest of you just see the same smoky mirror that was there before.
And how do I look to them? I was going to say, what do they look like to me?
You
can
look
I see
the
them?
No, you look exactly the same as normal. Yeah, to everyone else. But you can see,
see
in this mirror on the northern side away from you, this beast-style version of you throwing itself at the mirror.
And the
it's
other,
not a mirror anymore. This is
the other three in the room, though, are they...
They're the same.
They're the
to
same.
You
they're
well.
Moving. They're like,
yeah,
looking
they're
at me.
Doing, they're just looking at you, seeing what happens, but, trying to wait to see. And you can see the mirror just... This version of you just throwing itself, like speckles of blood, like bursting out of its mouth every time it tries to like gnaw at this mirror that it's trying to break through to get to you and savage you. Like, it's there! You can see it now, can't you? In the mirror!
Yeah.
And it is!
No?
Nope.
None of you can see it!
No.
Gotta be
maybe you try to touch the mirror now.
If you want, you can't see.
Okay, fine. And I stand up and I go touch the mirror.
You disappear.
Ah! Oh,
the rest of you see this endless darkness in this mirror. And you can't see Marcello at all.
Oh, I think he got it.
Oh, shit, Marcello.
Okay, we just have to do the same thing. And I pick up his torch. I imagine you just drop it. Or...
And the light seems to echo through the darkness of the mirror he just stepped through.
Oh, maybe do the opposite one now then.
Okay. And I light the southern candle. I sit on the northern.
What throne. If they go to different places?
Hmm? Oh, the other one's still lit.
A reflex.
The other one's still lit.
The other one is still lit.
That's all right. Reflex 19.
All right. So you take.
I don't because evasion.
I mean, oh yeah, you save.
So. Yeah, successful.
Just
no
ducks.
Damage.
Just
yeah,
ducks
so this fire just rolls over you. But the problem is, as soon as like the waves of fire disappear, the problem is the mirror to the north, which looked like a black portal, now looks like that weird inky mirror that it was before.
Oh, okay. You can
Jonty,
try to get the mirror.
Where am I?
On the other side of the mirror.
No.
Marcelo. You step into a very dark chamber. Your light echoes around into a place you haven't seen.
I dismiss my light instantly. I'm shitting my pants. I don't want anyone to know I'm here.
And blackness surrounds you.
This is pitch black.
Pitch black.
Oh, fuck.
You can roll me a perception check.
Oh, my God. Oh, 30.
Shit.
What languages can you speak?
Such a good question. Common, Varisian, and Chalaxian.
You hear like a dull muttering above you. Just.
Like, stifling. And I turn myself invisible. I cast invisibility on myself.
Turn back towards the door behind you. There is a door frame, a mirror door frame. You rolled a natural one for that spell, which is great. So let's go back to that in a second. The mirror behind you is black and dull. And let's deal with that magical fuck-up, which you obviously rolled.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We don't get a lot of natural 20 spells. We get a lot of natural ones.
Yeah, right?
We do get some. Tara gets a few, you know?
Tara gets some sometimes. Roll me a D10,000, my friend.
So instead of turning invisible, you emit brighter light
than
you ever before.
And you get hemorrhoids. Permanently.
Most things have dark vision that we fight, so.
Okay, I'm just going to do this. Oh my God, 99,748. 10,000, right? 9,948.
So you do turn invisible still, but you feel this burning, searing pain on your left forearm.
Demon claw.
Another
Demon
one.
Claw. Nope, just on the forearm, it doesn't feel like it misshapes at all, but you're invisible, so you can't even see what happened. So.
Well, that's a good question. Can you see yourself when you're invisible?
Nope.
I don't think so.
That's so unnerving.
That's how I'm playing it.
Because you don't have to see invisible, do you?
But your left forearm feels like it feels like it's in pain right now.
What the hell is this place?
So next in the initiative order, because that's what we're doing right now, Callista. So you'd already run up, lit the other candle,
yep.
Exploded. And both candles are unlit at this point in time.
All right. Well, because I move really quick, I'm able to... Okay. It's just another one. Just another one. I light the northern one. I run to sit on the throne and I run through the mirror.
So
oh, there's the southern.
Light the northern candle.
Yep.
Okay. That's a move action. Because you were standing next to it. I'll let mm-hmm. you do that. And then you go sit in the southern throne.
Yep.
Cool. That's what you've done this round.
Am I okay?
You can see a crazed version of yourself trying to beat its way out of the mirror to the north.
That's terrifying. Lee, awesome.
Milne Ticker.
I'm waiting for her.
Yeah, so you watch as this explosion of fire just waves through this area. She like suddenly then lights another candle and then runs over to the throne dripping.
And we
blood.
Saw before the mirror was all black and spooky and then went dull.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we can just go through once it's done. Just we'll
hurry
jump
up.
In.
Come on, we've got to get in there. Callista, what are you doing? Stop fucking
yeah,
around.
Yeah. I'm trying. I need to sit properly.
Tarot, it's your turn.
I do that. I'm going to go up towards the mirror and like investigate it again.
You have to wait for her to go through it.
Wait, she stepped on the thing, right?
She's sitting on the throne and yep. It's gone like, but black and mirrory.
All right, I'll walk up to the mirror.
It's on the right.
That's it.
Let her touch it because it was Marcelo.
Fuck it, Marcelo's in there.
I'm going to dive through and jump through.
I thought it only turned black after he touched it.
It turns weirdly black this time.
Last time you said that nothing happened until he touched it.
There was nothing happened.
But it's not the same as when
it didn't happen last.
It's not the same. It's not the same as when. Oh shit. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I wouldn't. But I did. I did it. It's a 19.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's enough. You reel back. You feel this like savagery roll over you. Like you're ready to like turn on your own allies in this room, ready to tear them apart and eat their stomachs, eat their guts and tear them and eat their flesh, all of them. You turn back towards Milantika, who's only a recent companion. You see like bits of meat that you just want to tear off his flesh, but you manage to control yourself.
Are you right there? You look hungry.
Oh shit, yeah, I was.
You want a taco?
You're lucky, I was about to eat you.
I got a taco.
Get out of the way so I can run through.
Step back. Careful, collision made me feel ill.
Yeah, I told you to let her touch it.
Meanwhile, back on the other side. What was your stealth check, Marcelo?
While invisible, my stealth check was 52.
Fuck. Oh my god. Not even there.
I rolled a nat 20. So.
Oh. Because
that's when I rolled 20s.
That's a perfect
That's probably the time you want to roll them.
Now I want everything to come at me. One man army. That's why I turned the light off and went invisible.
See, the light was the problem. So you see just in front of you. A creature appears.
I thought it was pitch black.
15, doesn't matter.
He feels.
You hear
he can't see shit. It's point blank.
Next to you. Not next to you, but like within 15 feet of you. You hear another creature appear next to you. And.
The teleportation sound effects.
That's all pitch black around me.
It's all pitch black around you, but you hear.
I just imagine there be very, very quiet.
I move slowly away from the noise.
Quieta. You don't understand what they're saying, just Tiamai. Yeta kaintese.
Yeah, I try and like scooch away from that noise.
Listener.
Yep, I got up, I run through the mirror.
Thud.
Bounce off. As you run towards it, the inky blackness that you saw when Marcelo slipped through it becomes that weird silvery sheen, and you just...
I don't think you're supposed to touch
it. Okay.
I'm sorry, I fucked up.
Patience.
I need a reflex save to not be prone for you, Callista.
Oh.
From eating glass.
Oh, yeah. 17 plus 9.
Okay, so you still have a move action. The candle to the north winks out. No candles are lit.
Okay.
And the blood from the throne seems to
so evaporate. If I light it, I can just get back to the seat.
Right now you would need to move towards the candle. You can't light it and then run back.
Okay.
Look, why don't you let me try?
Alright, fine.
Cool.
Alright. That's your turn, Milantika.
Cool. Light candle, goes it down.
Oh wait. Meanwhile, in the cavern, Marcelo, you hear further movements in the dark. Just shuffling. Milantika.
Yeah, light candle, sit down, then go mirror.
Alright, so how far away from you from the candle?
I mean, I have spark.
Okay, so you can light the candle. Which candle, north or south?
Well, we'll do the opposite. We know what we're doing now.
Okay, so you're going south?
Oh. Whichever one. Doesn't matter, really.
Okay.
Does.
So
we'll do the same one. No, we'll do the same one.
No, he wants to do the same
one.
He wants to do the same one.
Same as Marcelo.
He wants to do the
same
one
as Marcelo. Okay,
but he
thank
wants
you.
To do it. He wants to do the opposite candle to the opposite throne, but the same one that Marcelo did.
Right, so yeah. You,
okay.
You light the northern one from a distance.
Not good that
I mean, whichever works. It's not
and
that
then
far.
And you sit in the throne that
south,
bleeds blood.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I'll go towards the mirror, but I think that was my turn, right?
Yeah. Lighting and sitting is your turn.
Yeah, like for me, I don't feel like there's a big rush because I don't know if there's anything bad happening. So yeah, I'm just exactly. Like, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm so just trottling along. You light the same candle he did, which is the northern one. You sit in the southern throne.
And the mirror goes all spooky?
And the mirror goes more blacky than the other one, which is more like weirdly silver.
Okay.
Tara.
Where
are Calista? We're still up near the mirror. Could we have come back towards Milantika and sat next to him, stood next to him in that
part?
As much as we can, but the two of us. It's something I want to do, but I can't really do it now. Yeah. We're all here. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I would stay next to the mirror. Because I'm going to rush in the moment Milantika goes through.
Look, Calista, I don't know what's going to be on the other side, but I know it's not going to be good. Here.
Yeah, that's why we got to go over. Marcello's there now by himself.
I got something for us. I'm just going to touch
Calista and I and cast Protection from Evil.
You could actually take a 5-foot step whilst doing that as well, because as a full round action, you can touch up to multiple people.
Yeah, but I can't. There's no way I can get in range of all of you. Because you went over the other side of it. That's what I was saying. I would have loved to do this, but it's the timing thing. I'm just going to split it between Calista and I.
Okay.
If I can wait and cast it as Milantika comes through. Actually, cast it in the way what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait, and then as Milantika comes through, I'm going to
go hit the showers.
Yep. Touch both of them with this and myself, right? It's like, I'm just prepared. Just wait for Milantika before you go through, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to prepare one until Milantika comes up. I'm going to cast Protection from Evil Communal on the three of us.
Yep. Nice.
Okay. That'll work. Like, 100%, yep. I'll always allow slapping someone in the ass in the way. just like in
Sarenrae's got your baby.
Watch him go. Yeah, that works fine. All right.
Wait, but you have to roll D25.
Yes, you do.
Don't worry.
It'll be on when triggering action, which will be Milantika.
Well, I did blow up, but that happens.
I'll roll that over. Marcello. Meanwhile, all you can hear in this echoing chasm is... And you hear around you just mumbling of three different creatures. And you're going to hear like a subtle... like a bubbling of water.
Kind of want to like, I mean, I can't see anything, right? It's absolute, total darkness.
Pitch black darkness.
I want to, no, I'm terrified. I have no idea what's going on, but I am invisible. I want to pick up a rock and, no, because I can't, would you let me throw the rock as I cast light on it?
I'll allow a sleight of hand check to do it.
Yeah? Okay. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to make a sleight of hand check to kind of just throw a lit rock just like away from me gently just so I can see, so I know anything that's going on. 24 sleight of hand check.
All right. It's a blinding light in the middle of darkness, so... And you're invisible.
And I'm invisible.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's going to happen. What was your role to not explode?
It's a cantrip.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sweet. I'll allow it. Where are you aiming?
Well, I can't
Which
see.
Direction
I can't see. Yeah. Straight
to a wall in front of him.
Well, let's say, well, like, I can hear where the voices are. So, yeah. That's a good question. If I can feel there's nothing in front of me, it'd probably be perpendicular to the voices. I don't want to throw it at the voices, but I also want to see the voices.
Throw me a dirt, then, I guess. Like, you know the direction you came in from. So I'm going to roll me a d4 instead, because I'm not going to make you throw it directly the way you just came from.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to throw it directly towards the voices I can hear either. It's a 2.
All right. So you throw a stone, and for a brief moment of illumination, you see this pool of blood in front of you, and like on either side of you, you just see these giant ape-like creatures that you saw in the camp when you woke up momentarily before they disappeared. And then you see this like stone of like with light cast on it, just literally just go
into the
pool of blood and just sink down about 5 feet.
Great, now there's a giant glowing pool of blood in the middle.
So the pool of blood seems to emit like this soft glow of red light in front of you.
Ambiance.
And like about 5-10 feet away from you on either side is like these like giant apes. Like creatures
on either side.
Yeah, so they're about 10 feet away from you and they can't see you.
Yeah.
But you can see them.
All right, I'd probably move. Oh, well, do I have a move action after all that?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I can have a quick flash
image. Yeah, I'll give you a move action.
Of what time I'm at.
Probably, yeah, why not?
Probably hide behind the door that I just came through if I can, or is that sheer against the wall?
Nah, no, no, it's not. It's actually not, which is weird.
Standalone.
It's a standalone, like, portal door.
Yeah, so you just creep
by. Probably, yeah, basically do a real little...
It's great when we open the portal, he can just run away again.
Just behind the door. So right, it's like.
So you sneak around behind the
as
door.
As I kind of press my back against the wall, like, what the fuck?
I will need another another stealth check. You will take a negative because you cast and move this turn.
Oh, does it have verbal components? Oh, you don't do verbal, do you?
No, it's not about
oh,
that.
That's still very nice little stealth.
Well, verbal would matter, but he doesn't do verbal components because he's psychic.
Exactly.
49.
Jesus Christ. Stealth check.
Minus 10 because you moved full turn stuff.
39.
And, but yeah. That's fine. Wait and see what they do. Let me just roll that then. Yep. Cool. Callista, meanwhile, sitting there waiting.
Yeah, I hold my turn.
Hold your turn?
What, yeah.
Mill and Digger. Oh, sorry. Hold on. You hear from above you. We'll find out what that means next time.
The Hobbled Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.